Back on the Morning Blitz, Boji Wood, joined now by longtime CFL, NFL quarterback Dieter Bronk. Dieter, we watched the game Saturday, Mississippi State, LSU, 44-34. Mike Leach gets his first win in his inaugural game as Mississippi State coach. Dieter, you and I were not surprised.
Well, Boji, I'm not surprised at all with the offense that Mike Leach, you know, puts out on the field. No matter who's quarterbacking for him, he always seems to have great success moving the football and scoring points. I was really surprised how, you know, even though LSU put 34 points on the board, I thought Mississippi State's defense did a great job of tackling and playing good football on that side of the ball.
Agree, no doubt about it. LSU, they were missing some players because of the COVID crisis, mm-hmm. and, of course, they lost a lot of players from last year's national championship team to go to the NFL, but still a lot of talent in Baton Rouge. And speaking of talent, K.J. Costello coming over from Stanford, I thought he might have a little trouble adjusting to the speed of the game in the SEC, but, boy, was I wrong about that. I mean, he set a conference record of 623 yards. Broke the previous record held by Eric Zier over 100 yards. Now, Dieter, that had to take you by surprise.
Well, yeah, that would take you by surprise for sure, you know, to put that amount of yards on the board against the LSU. But like we, you know, we talked about it, you know, Leach's offense, and he's got a, you know, this Costello's, you know, he's played a lot of games in college football, so he's not, you know, just coming in there fresh, you know, mm-hmm. not ever having played any. He played at Stanford, I think, 15, 17 games or whatever it was. And but it takes time, you know, to get the offense down and a lot of timing in his Leach's offense. And but my goodness, now, you know, to put the numbers he put up against you know, what you would think would be a pretty good LSU defense. Even though they've missed some players, they've got great talent over there. This was a little bit of a shot, but, you know, not as much as you would think.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike Leach has a knack for finding quarterbacks that fit his system. Gardner Minshew, no, I mean, played at East Carolina, played at Mississippi Junior College, you know, and never really stood out. He goes to Washington State, and now he's the starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL. And Costello, he's probably going to have a good NFL career ahead of him. But, I mean, like, you know, I mean, you love to throw the ball back when throwing the ball wasn't very popular. But at the same time, when you were with offensive coordinators who understood your abilities, who understood your talent, you flourished.
Boji, we could probably put you in there with Leach's offense.
Well, let's don't go that far now. Let's don't
but
go
look,
that far.
He's got a knack for what he does offensively, and whoever he has, and he's going to find, you know, pretty good quarterbacks, and especially, you know, in the system he runs. And so, you know, when you got a good talented quarterback and what he does, you know, they're going to put up great numbers. And the big thing here is not the number so much as that they won the ball game, because right. You know, we thought Mississippi State would do well moving the football, but, you know, no, I don't think anybody thought they were going to beat LSU.
No, first time since 1998 that a defending champion has lost out of the gate, and that was Notre Dame beating Michigan 36-20, and that was in South Bend. And it was a good Notre Dame team that year. They finished the year 9-3. The Wolverines finished the year 10-3. The you know, as we move forward this coming week, LSU would probably think they've got an easy trip to Nashville to take on Vandy. But after watching Vandy and Texas A&M, I'm of the opinion of one or two things is going on. Is either Vandy's a little bit better than we thought, or Texas A&M is not as good as they were supposed to be, because that 17-12 win, Vandy made some mistakes. They could have easily pulled that game out.
Well, that was the biggest surprise in SEC this week for me is that I thought Texas A&M would have an easy game with Vandy.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt always seems to play very well defensively, which they did, but you would think Jimbo Fisher and his offense – with Kevin Mond would be much better than just scoring 17 points in this game. And so that, you know, that was a surprise this week for Texas A&M just to barely pull that game out.
Arkansas, they traveled to Starkville to take on the Bulldogs this weekend. They lost 37-10 to Georgia. Georgia needed a spark at quarterback in the second half to pull away there. Do you think the Bulldogs are going to have to worry about a letdown after that big win in LSU?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, Georgia just, you know, came in there and maybe they thought it was going to be easy against Arkansas. And you know, they kind of just kind of puddled around the first half or whatever. But the game ended up being the way, you know, everybody thought it should be, you know, but probably thought it should be like that earlier. But I think Georgia's still, you know, a good football team. But look, this is going to be a really good game. This is going to be the best game of the week coming up with Georgia and Auburn this week.
I think so too. And of course, it's rare that in my lifetime I can never remember them playing this early. They've always played toward the end of the season. But with the COVID schedule, as I like to call it, you know, we're going to have some games early on that we're used to seeing later. As a matter of fact, the Iron Bowl is not the last regular season game of the year this year for both for Alabama and Auburn. So, of course, everyone's going to be looking toward the Georgia-Auburn game on Saturday night. And then the 2:30 game, the CBS game, Texas A&M and Alabama. Nick Saban's going up against Jimbo Fisher again. Saban 16-0 against his former assistants. And, Dieter, I think when the sun comes down Saturday, he's going to be 17-0.
I agree with you, Boz. I don't see A&M being in this game. I really do. I know you can get off to a bad start, you know, and playing Vandy and just barely winning, though. That's shocking to me that they didn't play any better than that. And now they got to go against Alabama there in Tuscaloosa. And even though there's not going to be – I guess there will be some fans, but they won't be that many. But I think this is going to be a tough game for A&M to even be in this game.
I agree. I think I was impressed with Mac Jones and the way he played. Mm-hmm. Bryce Young, the young quarterback that they've got, I thought he played admirably too. The defense, Alabama's defense, gave up 322 yards, but most of those were given up after the game was well in hand. Reserves were playing. And the 13 points that Missouri got, that, you know, the 13 of those 19 points came late in the game with the reserves in there.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, you start putting – I mean, the way things – practices are going nowadays with the COVID, and you have a bunch of interchanging guys playing different positions and having to, you know, do different things with different groups in there. You're going to have some things like that happen. But Alabama's going to be – Alabama, they're gonna play well, and I just see this gonna be I think it'll be a blowout.
All right, we're gonna get back with you later on in the week. We're gonna break down that Georgia-Auburn game in detail next week. Appreciate your time, Dieter.
Thank you, Bogey.